Hi, Dr. Clark here. If you've just been diagnosed with hypothyroidism by your doctor, here's what you have to do next. You have to go back to your doctor and demand that he run or she run two tests, a TPO antibodies test and a TGB test, TGB antibodies. That's thyroid peroxidase antibodies and antithyroglobulin antibodies. Why? Because the most common cause of low thyroid in America is a disease called Hashimoto's. It's an autoimmune condition that can devastate your body. Most doctors, be they GPs, family practitioners, endocrinologists, they don't test for Hashimoto's. The only reason they ever test for it is basically to put your mind at rest for you to leave them alone. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition in which your immune system targets your thyroid gland and literally eats it up, chews it up. You lose pieces of your thyroid gland and you never get them back. End result is you can't make thyroid hormones and you get low thyroid symptoms like depression, thinning hair, dry skin, constipation, brain fog, infertility, high cholesterol, okay? All those can be signs of low thyroid. And if you just got diagnosed with low thyroid, the first thing you got to find out, whether your doctor thinks you should or not, is you got to find out if you have Hashimoto's, because that's a whole other ballgame. And to be honest with you, your medical doctor is probably not going to be able to help you with it, because they really only have one way to work with any thyroid problem, that is thyroid replacement. And here's the thing you should know, and you might want to look for some of the other videos that I have out. There's at least 24 different ways that your thyroid hormones can go wrong, and really only one of them responds well to thyroid medication. That's why there's millions of women running around who still feel lousy, even though their lab tests are normal, right? Even though they're taking the thyroid medication like they're supposed to. It's because most of them have Hashimoto's. And that's a whole other ballgame. That's a whole other story that we can talk about. You can look at some of my other videos. But that is a situation that has to be addressed particularly, a very particular way, but it can be helped, okay? So I want you to have hope that you can feel better. But if you've been newly diagnosed hypothyroid, you've got to take an action step. You've got to stand up for yourself. And you got to go get those tests done. And then when the tests come back, if they're positive, you got to find somebody that understands how to approach that from a functional perspective. Someone that understands that there's a little more testing we have to do. There's triggers for Hashimoto's. There's things that perpetuate Hashimoto's. And we got to find out what those are. You got to put together the jigsaw puzzle and figure out, why do you have Hashimoto's? What's fueling the fire in your body? And the thing you really got to know is that once you have an autoimmune condition, you're going to end up with another one most likely. And here's what I mean by that. Normally, your immune system, you're not supposed to kill yourself, right? I mean, we all make a few antibodies, right? A few antibodies to our tissue. An antibody is basically like a little strobe light that your immune system makes to tag what it thinks is an invader or a dead cell or a cancer cell. And then your immune system comes, like your T cells come by and they see the strobe light and they attack it and kill it. Well, all of us make a little bit of antibodies to various organs and tissues, okay? But we're not supposed to make a lot of them, because when you make a lot of them, then your T cells, your SWAT team, targets your tissue and kills it. And you end up with a variety of different kinds of symptoms depending on what tissue is being attacked. So that's called self-tolerance, when you don't attack yourself. But in Hashimoto's, self-tolerance is broken. It's like a taboo's been broken. So now your SWAT team, your immune system, can attack anything it wants, and it will. It can attack your cartilage, it can attack your ovaries, it can attack your pancreas, the lining of your stomach, and make you be pernicious anemic. It can then attack a part of your brain called your cerebellum, make you have vertigo and dizziness and car sickness. These are all things that happen and are well known in the literature, not something I'm making up. So you got to know that if you've got Hashimoto's, you have a bigger problem. You have an autoimmune condition, and it's got to get handled, and it's got to get slowed down, and it's got to get managed correctly. You're going to end up with a lot more problems beyond just low thyroid symptoms. And I know those are awful enough by themselves. But imagine having low thyroid symptoms and no energy because you're B12 deficient, or no energy because you have autoimmune diabetes, or now you're car sick and nauseous and you have vertigo all the time, and your low thyroid symptoms. That's a horrible situation. So the first thing you got to do if you're diagnosed hypothyroid, just newly diagnosed, get your doctor to do those tests or find somebody else to do them. Because that's the first thing you got to find out. Now, if those tests come back negative, there's about 23 other reasons why you could still have low thyroid symptoms. You got to find somebody who understands that. So don't give up hope. Don't get scared into just taking thyroid hormones without investigating everything. Because this isn't medical advice. It's just me telling you, you need to get checked and find out if you got that other problem called Hashimoto's.